Okay, so yesterday I went through with you Rashi. Some like my Pshat and Rashi, some didn't like my Pshat and Rashi. In the end of the day, when we finish the sugya, among the famous people who agree with my Pshat, I won't say agree with my Pshat, it's be a little chutzpah to say agree with my Pshat. It's from where I got my Pshat. among them is the Ramban. Okay. What Rashi does, Rashi basically, Rav Pinchas changes the whole terrain. Rav Pinchas says, is it because of Achas Mehenu, that derides the Shvu into different Shvus? Okay. And all Neder is one big Berakabayis, one big Hekdesh. So there's no room for any chalukim whatsoever. And Rashi brings in service and milas man meruah. Okay. By saying that, so then we change what the Gemara said until now. Gemara said until now, two nedarim and not mitzdarim. Each nether creates its own chalos sefer, chalos isser. Now, by saying that it's all one big hefdish, and then it's each neder is just a different way of getting to hefdish. And that's not only li'inyan me'ila, that's even li'inyan malchus abal yachol. Even li'inyan bal yachol, malchus abal yachol. Malchus abal yachol depends on the yisur kodesh. Okay, it's not, now, nah. We're talking about Konu, where there's a Tliya Be'ektish. And we have to wonder, that's a very open question, the pastor and Rashi, that every net is that way. Not everyone, certainly not the Ramban, was so happy about that. In Rashi. Okay, now, let us just finish off this figure with Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Okay. Ravina Amar. Ki Kamar of Popol in Yamalkas. Ki Tanya Yilin in Carbon. Ravina and Shavar Prut. Le Memre de Savi Rabbona and Yeshmi Lakom Bekonamas. Okay, wait one second. The Gemara here has said a massive mouthful. That if Yeshmi Ila Bekonamas, what is the shear? Yes, Rabbi. From Toronto. What does it say? Shavu Prut. Wait one second. Did anyone disagree with that? Somebody in this page. Okay, let's take back the Tosfos. Ava v'kol namas d'rakol v'kol shu. Tema d'chomi konu me hektish. Okay. Right. Now. So, what? The answer is, what's Tosfos doing here? I understand the problem of Yaakov. Is that an obvious problem? Answer is very simple. One answer. We'll see if that's the right answer. That is before the turnaround of Ravina. Ravina says, what did the Gemara think until now? Maybe the Gemara thought it was talking about carbon. So then Tosfos says, wait one second. Okay, that is, and then the Gemara turns around. Maybe one. Maybe, let us take a look how the Tosfos HaRosh says this thing here. Tame the Chomer Hekdesh, Rashi, the author element Hekdesh. So what do we say? You'll go full of Osir element Mishum Kehekdesh. We're talking about the Isser. Hekdesh Lavashon, the author of Bishav Pruta, the Isbay Me'ila. The Vada Isur Yafiner Mehekdesh. Come, welcome. Am the Osir Bapir Valov, or his Koloshan Achila Amad, Daite Alkol, Shu Kain Yirali. Be very careful. We're talking, Tosus never says here anything but a chi of me'ila different than Shavapruta. Talking about Isser. Isser. I'm creating my own Isserim. For instance, let's say a person will go on a diet, interested in a diet, and says to know, five loaves of bread today are osur alai b'konim. He doesn't want to eat. He's meshuggah about bread, but it's not good for his diet. Konim chamesh kikros alai b'konim. Okay. So what's the shear? Five kikros, right? What are three kikros? Nothing. In an asr. So the Isser, it's an Isser Kodesh, but it's a unique Isser Kodesh. I'm creating my own Isser Kodesh. And since I'm creating my own Isser Kodesh, it's what I create. It's a total clone of Hekdesh. Now, Shavapruta in Me'ila, is that a din in the Isser or the Chi of Carbon? What does the Rambam say? Doesn't say what Tosfos says, but let's see what the Rambam, how he defines it. Right, Aleph, Hilchos, Me'ila Halocha Aleph. Also lehed yog lanos mikodesh Hashem bein midvarim kriyim and bein mizbeach v'chol anen nebishav aprut mikodesh Hashem mo'al. He says, if you, it's also to have hanah, number one. Number two, if you have hanah in the quantity of a shav pruta, you're a moel. That means you're chayav carbon, chayav tashlumen, chayav tzedek, tzedek. He doesn't say also a head yog le'honor shav pruta mekodesh Hashem. When he talks about gzeila mehekde, gzeila mehedyo, he says I cannot be gozel or gonev a shav pruta. Gonev a gzeila depends on a shav pruta. Now, here he doesn't say it. Could be if, according to Reb Chaim, that it's all the issers in Isser Gezel going to the Rambam. Or it could be this Isser Gezel may be different. What is the Tosfos Rosh saying? I'm defining the Isser Kodesh. And since I'm defining the Isser Kodesh, it's up to me to define the Isser Kodesh that I want. If I want to say five loaves of bread, is going to be in Isser Kodesh. Five loaves of bread will be in Isser Kodesh. And two is not in Isser Kodesh. So Tosis here certainly talks in terms of Yisur. Tosis never says here, Korban Mila. What does Tosis in the Durham have to say on the topic? Let's be very careful. See, because Tosis here may be also talking for of Pinchas and the Gemara's turnaround. But Tosus in Nedarim isn't talking about that at all. Yes, Rabbi. Of course. If I take this cow and I say, this cow is an Ola, and you ride on it, you're over on Balyach. Gemara Nida, Daf Mem Vav, Amid Beis. Amid Dalet Amid Beis. Hoysel Afon of Kikish El Hekish. Temi Iyayir Behekish, Mashach HaKam Yolsa Darova, Gamezin, Demayir Bekonomis. Nirhocham Mayir Bekonomis. The Hekdesh Nochel Lab Dav, Kel Keg, Ramad Beis. Im Tom am Main Norkim Yusil Konam is came to the Hektish Motsil Minka. Hektish Lamina Ma'al, the Fitovas Hanoshaba. Im Aimbo Shabe Pruta. I'm a Me'ila. The Aimbo Behektish Pokhus and Shabe Pruta. Our Konam is the Kodu. It is a Hanoha. Not very clear. When it says this in Issahanoa in Kolbehu, is the Chiyav Me'ila? It's a very vague Lashon HaTosfos. Could be yes, could be no. Okay, now.
Rabbi?
Yes.
If Tosfos learns the Chiyav Me'ila from Truma, so why would we presume that it's the Shir is a culture? Why would we presume that Stam Shir is a culture?
Tosfos learns that there are two separate Isurim. First of all, what does the Tosfos HaRosh say? Tosfos says Tema. So what does the Tosfos HaRosh say? Ein Achanami. That there's an Isur Hanas Kodesh or Achilas Kodesh maybe from Truma that I learned. But the definition of it is up to me to define. I can define it in terms of five loaves of bread, a half a loaf of bread, a kazayas, or a kolsho. The Gemara at this point, when it learns in terms of neder, in terms of konam, says, I'm defining it. I didn't use the loshen achila at all. So I am defining the Issa Kodesh, the fact that there is such an Issa Kodesh, I learned that out from Truma. So if I have a stam kodesh, I say this cow is kodesh. This cow is kodesh. The moment I say that, it's kodesh. It has, and I just have a clone. And I the questions I have, and I learned chet from a truma, all sorts of things about it, and a chanami. But that's when I don't give my own unique definition to it. But here, when I give my own unique definition, it's a whole different world.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Is Rabbi suggesting that in Tosfos it's the Isser Hekdesh to the exclusion of a Karban and Karen B'chomesh? Or?
I'm suggesting maybe. I'm throwing up my hands maybe. And I want to keep it open at this point until we see something more definitive. Because I have a Gemara here. What is my problem? I have a Gemara here, three lines from the bottom. Shuas Chavbeis Amarala, that's Konamis is a Shavu Pruta for Korban Me'ila. Right? And I have a Tosfos here, but that's the Tosfos here wouldn't bother me. It could be before the Gemara's turnaround. But I have a Tosfos in Nedarim that suggests the meal is the culture. So how do I square the two? That's my problem.
So Rabbi suggesting that the Isser Kodesh would start at a Kol Shehu and then you'd have a carbon once you get to show.
I'm saying maybe. I want to keep that as we go through the sugya as an open possibility. Okay? That's exactly what I'm saying. Because I'm bothered by the Gemara's seeming clear unequivocal statement that konama circle are a shava pruta. Okay, now, Ravinom. Okay, lemeimra the savi rabbanon yeshmila b'konamas atanya kigazeh hektish v'cholo. Ben hu ben chaver mal fikach yesh lo pidyon ki gaze olai hektish har hu mal chaver lo mal fikach ein lo pidyon diri reb meya chom om ben kach hu ben kach lo mal. That's a very key and critical tosis here on Amud Beis. Ben who Mashma de Kurama Moda, but Konama Stainland Pinion. Da Fila Remea, Dorma Yeshmil Konama, Smodanlo Pinion, the Hicksha Revom. Ayavom is different. So, what does the Revom say? This Tosus has two. There's a difference between Konam Klali and Konam Prati. Konam Klali, this pinion. Konam Prati, there is no pinion. I don't know anyone disagrees with that at this point. But Tosus has something else. What is it? Heck. Petirus Rabbeinu Tam. Konomus Osa Kuliyama Yeshua and Pidyon. Lurameya. Kaven. The Dam Yola Hektish. See what he's saying here. Dam Yola Hektish. It ain't Hektish. I disagree with the Ramban. It's Daniel Hektish. And the whole rest of the Tosfos is opposite of the Ramban. Hey, Damon, look at Kikas Olai Hektish. What do you mean, Olai Hektish? It's Hektish for me, but not for you. How does such a thing happen? How do you split it? In Toma, when Niflug Bekonum Gufi, Shome Echanami, Konum Gufi Mafuk, Reshanami, Ari Bekonum. The kick is a hektish, I know, ke hektish. We're talking about hektish, talking ke hektish. It's an iser ke hektish. Well, the Rabbi Meir, Loshani, one ben carbon, look to carbon. Ben in the ke imra, because he's a parasol perk under the dark. Take a look there, you'll learn in the dark. Well, then ben in hektish, look at hektish. Came to the die to our conim. He now may I have a fair, he had your ke hektish. Ke hektish, ke hektish. So we're not talking about anything that ever becomes really active. And even, so what is Tosa saying? Tosa is not, is Tosa saying that, and here we get into if it's hektish, means not hektish mamish. When I said the Ramban, let's take a look in the Ramban at the end of the sugya. Kigza Olai Hektish, Perish Rashi, Shalom Nema Pidyon B'Isurim. Oh, wait a second. So he's begging himself on Rashi. Rashi says, what is the difference between a Konam Klali and Konam Prati? One is Hektish, because Rashi in Yavamis, that Pechesim Aleph, says it's what Berek Habayis. Remember the Rashi in Yavamis, Pechesim Aleph. But if it's hektish in general. But a konam prati is the surim of hektish. And there's a kosev and nosan a kesef a kamlo. It's talking about hektish mamish. Not isure hektish. Miudav ki bi isur shal yachidi avon. Kim gul zek konam lo ama alai. Kim the osar kol yama ke hektish yishopin lamad v'yish minu konamas. And pay Sharisha Rabba, and Konomas, Kriyash Milu Konomas, on the Mimic Komonas, Hazel Hazel opinion. It says, Rasin, what he says. And in the end, he says, Valinia. And he's not accusing Rashi of it. Rameh, the Omar Konom Kik is a hectish Gomohu, Kno Govo. It's real better Kabayas. And Perish Rashi from Yeshmila the Kodesh Berak Abayisu. Now he says Rashi. He says from Rashi here. I want to add it. Where do I know Rashi from? From Yevamos. What does Tosa say? Tosa says no. What did we see in the Ran and the Dharam? Okay, let's go back to the Gemara and the Dharam. Ran the Mudarim says, "Ain la pigeon to caven, yesh la pigeon to caven the mitzah kuli alma ke hektish. It's similar to hektish, and the fact that it's also al kuli alma. Tavas pinyon because olai hektish nidalo mitzara ella olai he mitzani ihu miyomal." It is Kodesh, because it's Me'ilah. Chaver lo mo'al. It came to Chaver lo mo'al, lo olim kekdesh is not as powerful in Isur as hekdesh, the mitzvah's pinyon. So what is the difference? A very big difference. In hekdesh, there is a gzeres god nosan kesavakon. You can be poetic. Now, is that just a din in Yisurei hekdesh? I'm moving the Isur from Kodesh from one to the other. Remember the Ran, when he's trying to justify the riff about Hatfasa. Kodesh Osechlipin. Remember back that long, gigantic Ran? Yes. Sometimes these Yisurei Kodesh are transferable. Now, what are we talking about? Yisurei Kodesh? We're talking of full Kodesh. Full. Kodesh, there's no bilis here. They're not real Kodesh. According to the Ran, it says, we're talking about Yisurei Kodesh. The Ramban volunteers something extra. And he says it in Rashi too. It's real Kodesh. Mashenki Isure Kodesh or lie, he's not talking about relative strengths of Isurim. He's talking about, what does Rashi say? There's no such thing in Isurim. It has to be real Kodesh. But, okay, now Tosis is very careful against it. Now here, okay, this is how Rashi and Tosfos go through the sugya. Then we move off to the Rimigash and Ramban and Rashba. And finally we'll get to Rabbeinu Hanan.
Rabbi?
Comes along the Rimigash.
Rabbi?
Tells us something very interesting. Yes?
What's the Isser, if it's not by the Kabayas, what's the Isser Kodesh in Rashi?
There's Isser Kodesh in general. In general, it's a Nenemina Kodesh. That, if you want to see an extensive analysis of that, my grandfather's a Colonel Brock, Mudisha Gramalevi has it. He says, it has nothing, even where there is no meal, Kodeshim Shemesu. I have an Ola, has a heart attack and dies. Is the Me'ila? No. Is it only limit swasa? No. Kodesh Hashem? No. Can I have hanor from it? No. Why? Kodesh. Isn't this a Kodesh? Now, Mimigash makes a major, major statement. What does Reb Pinchas say? He rejects, when you're talking about Reb Pinchas, he rejects the Rabbeinu Hananu. He says, Hilko chai perusha lo doik. Ochem perusha. Kevim yukim lahai dekoni shtei shvulos, eim et starfim. Kegon do oma achilim ishteya. Akshinen. Ihochi, amai eim et starfos. Right, kol al shteyim bishvua achas. Vanasa te'enim vanovim elu. So this is one shua. Rapinchas says no. Shiny shvus, which also chukos the chatos, perish. Apilu sheshneim b'shvua achas. Kol menasu sheshneim echod. Ikomokum kevin the gufu mochlokim heim. Chalchokum also mochatos.
He says, wait a second. There's a gzeres cause of achas mehena. Achas mehena, according to Rashi, tells me what? That the separate shvuos comes along. And it's a din, it's separate shvuos. The gabe malchus, it's the gabe carbon, it's the gabe everything. Come along with me, Gash said, no. It's a gzeres cause of only about carbon, gufu mochokim. What's aloch of gufu mochokim? If I have five korbanos of nosar, or five korbanos of an ola, and I take five steaks from these five korbanos,
I'm chayav five times because they goof on mochalak. Separate din and carbon. In mezid doesn't apply. In mezid, and let's say in nosa, if I take a 1/5 of, I have five carbonas in nosa and 1/5 of a kazayis, it's not going to make star. Goof mochalak separates into separate things. Comes along the Rimigash and says that in the case of in case of a Pinchas, there's God of Achas Mehina is only Gabe Korban, it's Gufa Mochoka. Wait 1 second. That's a major statement, even though it's one Shavua. Why will the Ramban be absolutely incapable of agreeing with the Rimigash? Absolutely incapable. I don't know whether anyone remembers what we learned in Elo up in Achziv. It's a whole different world up there. But Ramban, and he's not going to end up saying it. But why at this point, when someone sees it, it's going to jump up and say, wait 1 second. It is the Rimigash Shitaso and Hatfaso. What was the unique sheet of the Rimigash and Hatfaso that the Ramban couldn't tolerate? That is Hatfah, and the Ran couldn't tolerate it. Hatfah is Zubazu and Shuas, right? Couldn't tolerate. Why? According to the Ramban, the entire Isser Shua is Sheker. There's no Chalosi Surim. If it's one Shua, it's one Sheker. If it's five Shuas, it's five Sheker. That's why Ramban is going to revert to Rashi. He comes along the Rimigash and says, wait 1 second. I believe there's a Chalosi Surim in Shavuos. Oh, the moment the Chalosi Surim, we can get in. Is there a din of Gufa Mechalkim? There's no din of Gufa Mechalkim. The discussion begins. According to the Ramban, the discussion never gets started. According to the Ramban, the discussion never gets started. Now, interesting. See, the moment he says that, he's made a major statement. He's made a very major statement about what? About his whole mahalach and shavuos. Gufa mochlokim. Okay. So, Igufa Mechalkim and Mitztaref. We'll see how the Ramban tears this to pieces, and we're going to see where the Ramban begins by doing two things against the Rimigash, and his attack against the Rimigash. Friends, I'll grant you Igufa Mechalkim. I'll grant you the whole thing. But even inside your Mahalach, it doesn't work with the Gemara there increases. Here we're going to have to be very, very careful about the Gemara increases. I just before we get started, you understand where the Rimigash is coming from. And when I set everything up back in Elul to tell you, remember there's a major, major difference in all Mahalach Teshuvos between the Rambam on the one hand, the Rimigash, with his Rebbe, the Rimigash, and the Ramban on the Ran, whether it's Din Chalos Yisurim or whether it's plain Sheker. Legabe Hatfasa, Legabe Chatzi Shir. Legabe, a whole list of things we went through. And it's all one. But let's see how the Rambam learns this. Does the Rambam agree with Rimigash or not? How does he quote Rav Pinchas? Amar Rav Pinchas. Perek Dalet Shvuos Halachachas. Let me see if I can find it. Dalet Shvuos Halachachas. Hayach Haver Mesar Volecho Etzla. The Amalo Bo Shasei Imi Yayin Chol Vedvash. The Ama Shuish any shows the Yain Holod Vas, Rishosome and Chaiva call Echo Verbus Nayats. Shahoyo Loloma Shuish any shows the Klum, Marsha Mart, Umisha Chaza Upira Dile Dietish Hiv Atsmo Bishwua, I call Minu Minu with Nayats. The Fikach and the Starfam Zemzem and Chaiva Shioch Kashim in Echo, Hove and Halukan Chatos, and Ranke Chaylevadam. Shame it starts the Kazayas, Koshin is bar. He never spells out what Rashi would like him to spell out, that there is separate shvuos. He says, Shechi of Asma b'shua, I have a chi of shua, kolecho, these are separate, there's a chalosi surim, and there's separate chalosi surim. Rimigash. Rambam Rimigash Shitas. Blaming a goof of Mohawk. Okay, now, Ramban's not a very happy person with Rashi, with Rimigash, with Rabbeinu Hananel, lo alafa. So let's see what he does. But we'll begin at the end. And he tells you his sheet before we see his attack. Let's say, take a look, open the Ramban. Those who have the COVID. Again, Machlok is just foolish. First, he says, Rav Papa doesn't talk about carbon, nothing talk about carbon. Och, am I mitzdarfen? He's kikonomus. He says, okay. Gondor machil mishneim olai. I look up a shvuz. Abel konomi quotes Rashi. I do come a rabbeinu zal. Rashi. Gemila lo diaklan. I don't like what Rashi says about Sirus and Mila's Mamaruba. I've seen him in Sechta Krisis, Amru Lo, Amr Rabbi Yoshua, Shemat, Yochum, Zevachel, Mechamish, Tamkoy. Amo Yesh, Chiluk, Ashamos, Bemeilo, Afila Bakonam, Echod, Beshne, Tamkoyim, O Betamkoy, Echod, Beshne, Kikus, Belamechod, Hol, the Gukhmochamay. And I disagree with Rashi. And I disagree with Rashi about Shtei Konamos. So according to Rashi, it'll come out Shtei Konamos. I'm at Starf, and I don't agree with it. Let's jump off to Veli Nira. At the what he talks about his own sheet. Veli Nira. And we'll go back to his attack against Rashi and against Rimi Gash. But let's see. Veli Nira. Yin Shua HaKomodin de Shuos Machalkos Velo Gufa. There is no such thing as the Rimi Gash says Gufa Machalk. But Koshken Tamchoyim. Tamchoyim, that is when there's an Issa. For instance, the whole Shaila. We'll see in the Gorn Creases. Let's say comes Pesach. I take a chatzi zayis of cake and a chatzi zayis of pizza. Tamchoyim. And it's b'shogeg. Do I bring a carbon? I don't bring a carbon. That's called tamchoyim mechalkim. So that doesn't apply to shvuos. Kol shen tamchoyim b'shvuach zayim mechalkim. The isisur haba me'atzmahu. There's no chalos yisurim. I'm creating my own heretens of sheker. L'kach neschave mitchilo. And that's what I intended from the very beginning. Uchsiv achas, l'chayev o'kalachas yachas. That's we'll see when what he does with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua later on. There's no sign there's nothing here. And he says, and there's a concept of achas that splits it out, has nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and the whole all machlokas tanoim there, whether gufa machalkam or ain't gufa machalkam. What he says, what the Rimi Gash did by say gufa machalkam, he puts Rav Pinchas and the Gzeras Kodesh Achas Mehena into a whole sugya there increases separate sugyas. Rabban had to say that because the Rabban had, there's no chalos yisurim. It's sheker. Continue. Veshmaintim rifer sheshapir. Vachi pirush the Rav Pinchas. This is what Rav Pinchas says. Lamukila ba om achidim eshteim olai. He says no. The Gemara, Rav Pinchas changes the entire Ukimta. He's going back entirely. Now, I made a point yesterday in Rashi. I said I wasn't sure how exact Rashi, when Rashi is sure shalocha mizu mizu, doesn't say mishteim. Does he say mishteim is like mizu and zu? Ramban says he's talking exactly mizu and mizu. I mentioned two separate things. He changed the whole kimp. If it's two shuah, shechayev twice. It's exactly what Rashi says. And that is perfect with what I say. It's all one din of sheker. And it says how many sheker is there, how many shuahs there are. There's nothing. There's no difference between malchus and korban. The exact cause is not about korban. The exact cause is about how many shuahs you have. Avokonomis is different. Now, see what he did thus. He doesn't exactly like Rashi, but basically it's the same idea. Konama, Shnei Konamos, and Amchaluka. The Bainly Inyan Hektish Gomo. Bainly Konam, Loshnei Hektish, Vahoshnei Hektish, Loshnei Hektish, Bavasachas, and Achasu. He says, wait a second. I say, this cow is an Ola. This cow is an Ola. Doesn't make any difference now. If I take a half of Zayas or half of Pruta from one cow and a half of Pruta from another cow, it's no different. It's all one big Ola. This cow is better Kabayas. This cow is better Kabayas. Wonderful. It's all one Kodesh. Loshna Hikdish, Racha Hikdish, Loshna Hikdish, Babasachas, and Echru. Mean Ashomok Shoshne Machal Kaban Klau. He says, I have a different malach than Rashi said. There's a din of gufa machlokes. But what do I say? Even though Gufa Machokim, what is the din mila? Here we'll have to get into it in a more detailed way. If I have Chatsi Pruta from this Gufa, Chatsi Pruta from this Gufa, it's Matsarif. But if I have a full Pruta from here and a full Pruta from here, I get two. We'll see whether all Rishonim agree with it, whether it's one big neighbor, how to interpret this.
Rebbe?
Yes.
In the Ramban and Rashi, if we're learning that it's an Isser Kodesh, so why they bring in the Halach of Tzirv as a Milo? The Chara, there is no Isser Milo. If it's just an Isser Kodesh.
He said, well, let's read what the man says. He says, Hilkel come in, Dishnei Konzmustah, Dishnei Hektosh. He says, Bein in hektish gomo, bein lekonim. Whether I'm making real hektish. Let's take something that's not going to be real hektish. A konim proti, a lie. Not going to be real hektish. But it's a kodesh. It's all one big a kodesh. And it'll be me'ilah. It's all one big a kodesh. Certainly in Mitzarif, it's one big yisra. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's one neder or two nedarim or 20 nedarim, just like it doesn't make a difference in Kodesh. If I'm makdish this soul, I'm makdish this soul, I'm makdish this better, I'm makdish this better, it doesn't make a difference.
You say that by an Isra Kodesh there is Me'ilah?
What?
By an Olo Shem Isra, there is Me'ilah?
It's not Kodesh Hashem.
So over here,
Me'ilah is Kodesh Hashem. Oh. You have a separate issue we'll have to get into in Me'ilah B'Kohen Ramos. Why it's Kodesh Hashem, right? According to Rashi, and this is the Ramban also, he's going to bring this in. Konim Kloli is better Kabayis. That everybody agrees. It's Me'ilah. The Machlok is Yesh Me'ilah B'Kohen Ramos. So ain't Me'ilah B'Kohen Ramos only Konim Prati? Well, Konim Prati is Kodesh Hashem. Wait a second. So you want to know, so we'll have to explain at the end of this whole Pararam, how a konim proti becomes Kodesh Hashem, right? Fine. We get there. But let's just first organize everything and see what we have to explain. We have the Ukme Shmain Nafil the direct called Ocher Shruz, Economist coming in the goof and law arena. He says, I'm not getting into. According to the Rimi Gash, I have to get into Gufa Machlokas, Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and all sorts of Machlokas Tanoim. I don't have to get into that. It's irrelevant. The guy Rabbi Yeshua, but his whole fight with the Rimi Gash really has other undertones. It's only within the Rimi Gash that Shua creates a Chepsa di Surah, then you can say what you said. Nikra Rabbi Yeshua, Gufecha, Tamcha, Rabbi Kiva. This is the Ramban. What I want to do now, let's go back. Ramban stated a very, very clear mahalach. It's Ramban l'shitaso. And against the Rimi Gash. Now we have to understand the Rimi Gash. They have a fundamental disagreement how to understand the whole sugya there. Now, something else that's important. But we'll, Me'etz Hashem B'Linera, we'll leave that for tomorrow when we get back to the Rimi Gash, back getting the Ramban, the whole difference between him and the Rimi Gash, how to understand the sugya there increases. Me'etz Hashem B'Linera, that will continue tomorrow.